Power your next journey with True North Convenience Stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Spring is when plans start becoming real. Trips get booked. Calendars fill up. And if learning a new language has been on your list, starting now means that by summer, you'll already feel more confident speaking and understanding it. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. For over 30 years, they've been a trusted leader in language learning. Their immersive, intuitive method helps you naturally absorb your new language. No memorizing random vocabulary lists and no relying on translations. Instead, you learn by connecting words, visuals, and meaning in context. The way language is meant to be learned. With 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, and Japanese, and millions of users worldwide, Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Plus, lessons are simple and easy to fit into your day, whether you have 5 minutes in the morning or a quick break in the afternoon. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's Post Game Podcast.
Welcome to the Post Game Podcast. Jerry had to leave for his trip with the Rutgers, so I have the Eddie Scazzeri. Good morning, Eddie.
Hello, podcast people and YouTube people.
Oh, yeah. I met a guy who's crazy about the YouTube.
Really?
Didn't even know we had this available, like that the warm-up show was a thing. Just knows the show from YouTube. He came out to that bookstore.
Was he someone who was an FAN YouTube page person?
You know, I'm not sure.
Found it that way?
We didn't get that deep into it. He was just very excited and was surprised to hear why you have another show from 5 to 6.
Oh, okay.
That's not on YouTube. And I got actually a couple of really interesting questions for you today.
Okay.
I told people, stop with the drop questions, Eddie retirement questions. Give me some interesting things. I think I got a couple of pretty good ones here.
Alrighty.
His comes from Isles Mets Jets fan.
Okay.
Isles Mets Jets fan. Eddie's been at WFAN for forever. Who was the number one person that there were talks of them coming to WFAN that didn't work out that would have surprised most of us?
Well, I guess it would be surrounding the replacements of Chris, Mad Dog Russo, and then Craig.
And more so than replacing Imus.
Well, yeah, we did have a few, you know, I remember Geraldo Rivera.
Oh, yeah.
Actually did shows, like trial shows. And I think Boomer did a show with Monica Crowley.
Yes.
There was another, I'm blanking.
Didn't John McEnroe do a show? Or his brother?
Patrick.
Patrick
but
McEnroe.
Patrick had been sort of, he used to do sports for Imus occasionally. And I think I don't know if I've said it in this space before, but Steve Summers, when he walked in one day when Steve was doing the midday and Patrick was there doing sports, he thought Patrick McEnroe was an intern.
Is he a young-looking guy?
He is younger, and that back then, this is, gosh, 20 years ago, 20-plus years ago, maybe even 30 years ago. So, yeah, I mean, but had no idea who it was.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think, I forget her name. There was another conservative talk blonde woman. I forget. I'm blanking. Laura Ingraham.
Yes.
That was a rumor for a while. I'm trying to think of some of the bigger names that were possibly rumored to be with Mike. I think Max Kellerman,
yeah.
I believe, was one.
Bill Simmons was thrown around.
And then Chris Sims was a big possibility, I remember, when Craig left. I think that was talked about a bit.
Oh, to
replace Craig.
Oh, right.
That was a talk for a while. But nothing, no one really like huge or, you know, that would shock people.
Yeah. There weren't some big name that.
Yeah, because if they're a huge name, you know, there would most likely have been some trouble in their past if they're looking to do radio.
Oh, yeah. Radio was always like, if you were a big name from somewhere else, you had done something wrong where you had to be rehabbed by going to radio.
Correct. So yeah, that wasn't happening.
Then he's got a second part to his question, which is also, I think, a great question. He says, what was the craziest day at WFAN? Could you rank the following? Mad Dog leaving. Craig getting arrested, Imus being fired. Craziest one of those three.
Well, I'm going to put a different one on top of that, which would be 9/11.
That was the craziest day here.
Yeah, and just, you know, in our lives, maybe. Even.
Yeah.
Then I would put Imus after because, yeah, and then Craig.
But the one thing that I think of with the Imus thing versus the, you know, Craig getting arrested that morning shocked everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the Imus thing was like they made Imus go on the apology tour. And it was like by that point, would it really have been shocking for him to be fired? I guess it was. Like,
yeah, it was.
Did everyone think that the apology tour would work? It'd blow over? And
yeah,
then,
we did.
Yeah.
That was, I remember just being sort of stunned. I was actually on the phone with Boomer. When, because it was during the radiothon.
Which is crazy that they fired him during his
correct.
Radiothon for cancer children.
Yeah, and he wasn't allowed to do the Friday show. It was just the rest of the crew and Deirdre did the Friday show. Yeah, that was insane. I would have to, would I put Craig just for, no, it was. I would still put Imus first, but it's close. And then the Mad Dog thing, you know, I would put, I wouldn't Yeah, I wouldn't put it with those other three, with 9/11, Imus being fired, and then Craig getting arrested.
Now, I wasn't here for long when Mike and the Mad Dog split.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember the feeling in the building was Mike was leaving. Like, that's what, in my part of the building, like, it was that Mike was leaving. And I was worried just about the radio station. I was like, damn, I finally got to a stable radio station.
Right.
And now the guys that have been here forever are splitting up.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking in my head, if Dog stays, we'll be okay. Because I just thought, dynamic-wise on the air, that Dog had more energy. And I just thought, and to think that they really didn't skip a beat.
Ratings-wise. No.
That when Mike was by himself. It's crazy.
And then Dog, I mean, for all intents and purposes, disappeared.
Yes.
Until his sort of rebirth with First Take and Stephen A.
Yes, which was a huge rebirth for him.
Yeah, huge.
Here's one from Robinson Royal checking in, Eddie.
All righty.
For Eddie, when he began his career, what were his career goals?
Okay, well, I really didn't know. I was sort of floundering around at Stony Brook, State University, New York, Stony Brook. I eventually decided after, I think, 2.5 years on an economics degree, just because it was something achievable for me. I wasn't going to be good. Like, I mean, I know a lot about science and things, but like to really do hard science to understand, you know, differential calculus and all that stuff. That's not me. I mean, I actually, you know, math is not my strong suit, believe it or not. So I really couldn't do any of the hard sciences, which was what Stony Brook was known for back then, engineering and physics and all that. So I knew I had to pick a degree, so I picked economics, and it was a BA, not a BS in economics. And when the radio station started in 87, I, of course, listened all the time because it was off the Mets 86 championship, huge Mets fan, would listen nonstop. And then my fiance, she wasn't even my fiance yet, said, well, you listen so damn much, why don't you try for an internship? So I did for the summer of 89, didn't get it because I knew nothing about radio, just how to turn one on, basically. And I did an interview for the summer 89 internship, failed that. But then I hung around my college radio station for the rest of that spring semester of 89.
For the purpose of seeing what it's like to be at a radio station?
Yes, and to just pick up enough, you know, to at least kind of BS my way through an interview a little bit. And that worked. And I got an internship in the fall of 89, which was my last semester because I took an extra semester to graduate. And then was really, you know, it was like heaven, you know, being here and having a great time. And then at the end of the internship, mid-December, Christmas holidays are coming up. And I guess I sort of impressed people enough to where I was offered some shifts over the holidays, and it kind of went from there. And my dad's like, what are you doing with this thing here? You know, because I told him really it's not much money and all, but I stuck it out. And that was Christmas time of 89. And I got married in March of 91 and got hired full time to be the overnight Steve Summers producer in, I think, right after Thanksgiving of 91.
So you got married before you had a full-time job?
Yeah.
Wow. That always is crazy to me.
Yeah. And I was, you know, we got engaged in the summer of 89. So it was, yeah, you know, because we had been together since high school. So I didn't, you know, that wasn't even like a, like, I didn't even think, like, oh, I don't have a full-time job. It didn't matter to me. And, yeah, so I knew kind of early on that being on air was not going to be my thing, but I really honestly had no long-term goals. I didn't really know what it was. I was thrilled to get a full-time job and benefits and all that stuff. So But after that, I didn't really have set goals, you know, to be the producer of this or the producer of that or anything. I never really did. And when Boomer and Carton started, and I knew that the original guy who ran the board, Lou Ruffino from the Imus show, I knew once Imus came back, and there were, you know, rumors in the summer, that summer of 07, that he was going to come back with, you know, on the air somewhere. I knew Lou was going to go with him. So I thought that I was doing Mike and the Mad Dog board op at that time. And I knew there was a lifestyle-wise that the show, that the morning shift would be better for me than that. Because that, you know, as crazy as our hours are, the commute is wonderful.
Yes.
It's that 11 to 7 from Edison to Astoria. Oh, my God. Because we did drive because we had a parking lot because, you know, public transportation would take almost as long.
Oh, yeah. You'd have to take to drive to the train station,
to ferry, the trains. Yeah. Oh, my God.
And then subways to Queens.
Disaster.
Yeah.
And at that time, Craig wasn't, I guess, in an established enough position to say no to Chernoff, and Chernoff thought I would be good for the show. I thought I would be good for the show. And as it turned out, I was, but I don't know if Craig had his choice and just want, I don't know if I would have been that guy, but at the time, Mark wanted to put me in there. And even though I was old school FAN, and perhaps I was still working for Mike on that Sunday NFL show for many years, even to when we were, I think we were here still. It wasn't until like 14 or 15 when I stopped doing that, I think. And I could understand Craig saying, like, who is this guy loyal to? So I totally understood that. Remember the Craig with the circle of trust?
Yes.
I was outside the circle of trust.
Power your next journey with True North Convenience Stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hey, Sal.
Hank, what's going on? We haven't worked a case in years.
I just bought my car at Carvana, and it was so easy. Too easy.
Think something's up?
You tell me. They got thousands of options.
Mm-hmm.
Found a great car at a great price.
Uh-huh.
And it got delivered the next day.
It sounds like Carvana just makes it easy to buy your car, Hank.
Yeah, you're right. Case closed.
Buy your car today on Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.
Oh, that reminds me. Oh, my God. I've been waiting. I've been trying to think to Craig, because when Craig got this job back, this the current afternoon show, there was a woman who was an on-air person who worked at 101.5.
Okay.
When Craig was there. And when she had got word that Craig was coming back for a third time, she went on this. It just came across my Facebook page. I'm not even friends with her.
Mm-hmm.
She wrote this horrible thing about Craig.
Really?
And I was recently, I was telling you within the past 3 weeks, I was trying to explain to Craig what this woman wrote. And I go, she was talking about something very seriously that I know you did as a goof at FAN.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was the circle of trust thing, which I think I remember it being just a goofy
of course, yeah.
thing where he made a circle of trust and put different people yeah. where they were in the thing. So this woman took that very seriously at the other radio station.
Well, of course, there was a little bit of truth in
yeah.
it, but it was mainly a goof.
I would think so, yeah.
But yeah, I could see how some people could interpret that seriously, for sure. Yeah.
Circle of trust.
Yeah. The circle. So she's still cheesed off about the circle.
Still cheesed off about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. So then, you know what I always thought interesting? It's very difficult in radio to stay in one place for a long time, mm-hmm. one radio station. And you've been here since 1989.
Mm-hmm.
The difficult thing is getting bumps in pay.
Yes.
It's very difficult when you have no leverage.
Right.
And the only leverage you really get in this business is if somebody else is offering you a job when you have a job.
Right.
The only leverage. So I just wondered how you were able to get bumps in pay, because you did start off very low, of course.
Like, I think 23.
Yeah, not that you're making a ton of money on the way out the door, but you certainly have...
I've more or less tripled that.
Yeah. How do you do that when, what's their incentive to bump you up?
They don't have any.
But really. So how do you think you moved along?
Well, I did a good job. I was a good soldier, good employee.
So did they look at like, okay, you were board opping this to be the producer, you get this much money.
Right. There
they
was looked a at little bit different. Of a bump.
And did they look at things like, oh, Mike and the Mad Dog board op is more important mm-hmm. than midday board op?
Right.
Did they?
Well, I mean, I went from overnight board op to midday board op to midday producer to Mike and the Mad Dog board up to morning board up.
And did they bump you each way or no?
No, no. I forget. I don't remember exactly. I know for many years I was basically, my salary was my age. Swear to God. and that was because we used to get, for most years, we used to get an annual increase.
Like of, a cost of like, living.
2% yeah, or whatever it was.
2 or 3%.
And remember, Chernoff used to come around with a little post-it note, I got you this much. So so I got a bump of $5,000, which was my largest bump ever, when Eric Spitz left to go to, was it
the NBA?
No, he went to...
Westwood or...
Metro Networks.
Metro
Shadow.
Networks, yes.
And then he came back and did the CBS Sports Network. But when he left, they sort of divvied his responsibilities to myself, Dove Kramer, and Mark's assistant, Vicky. And so we all got a slight bump. We all had slightly more to do. And when I took over the scheduling, and I think it was, oh gosh, I want to say... I did it for 17 years, so I forget what that math is. Like 2003 or 4, I started doing the scheduling. And when I did that, I'm sorry, I did get another bump when I did that, because that was earlier on. I did, that was a $7,500 when I started doing the scheduling, and back in the early 2000s. And I did that until 18 or 19. And the other $5,000 was later on. I forget what else I did. At this point, but that scheduling job is not quite a 8-hour job, but it's a big job.
Absolutely.
And I was married to the board for whatever show I was doing for that many hours a day. So and scheduling is like, if somebody gets sick, somebody's grandmother dies, somebody's having a baby, other emergency.
You were scheduling board ops, producers, update people.
Yes, and tape operators.
Oh, tape operators,
when we had
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was doing all that, and that is a 24/7, 365 job.
For $7,500.
Yeah. Which, and so...
Wild.
I probably had a little more... leverage than I ever thought I did. Not a ton, of course, but I probably could have asked for a raise and they probably would have given it to me. But I never did.
Yeah.
Like an idiot, but that's on me.
Did they give us a bump after Craig left the first time, when Craig left Boomer and Carton, and we did well, like the radio station did well? I feel like they rewarded us with a bump.
I don't remember.
But that also may have been the time when, in lieu of you getting a bump, you stopped doing the schedule.
Oh, right.
And then they were like, we're not giving you a bump.
Right. Oh, yeah. When I stopped doing the schedule, because both of my parents were not doing great, and I, you know, was doing a lot more helping out my sister with the care for the parents and all that. And so I remember this. I was going to beg off doing the scheduling right after Labor Day of 2017. But Craig got arrested. So I couldn't really dump that on Chernoff at that point.
Yeah. That's when it happened then.
Uh-huh.
We got a little bit of a bump as an appreciation for keeping the morning show
going.
Right,
that must have been in the following spring.
Yeah.
Because that's when I said, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
And so they said they're not going to cut me. How nice. That was so sweet of them. And by the way, I was also doing the internship program, which was a huge employee feeder program for us.
Yeah.
For 2 decades.
And you did a very serious job with it. You brought so many people in for interviews, took all the time in the world.
You saw a lot of that going on.
Yeah.
And that was there were certain lulls, but not a lot. I would do you collect the resumes, you schedule the interviews and all that, and then making the schedule, so that was another schedule that I was doing. That was, so maybe I did have more leverage than I thought, but I never did.
Yeah.
So
I think it's very tough when you're working in a place to get a bump in pay unless they're giving you more responsibility.
Correct.
It's just very tough.
Right. Yeah. Just a nice reward for longevity and a job well done.
Yeah.
And all that. No. That
like
doesn't.
You have to have another offer, unfortunately.
And I never really wanted to leave or seek really. I think I had one. I only had one serious other consideration where I actually went on an interview. I forget when exactly, but. I never really wanted to leave, so, again, hurting my own positioning. So, yeah, no real goals to answer that guy's question, just circle back.
Yeah.
But here I am.
Yeah, still here after, still crazy after all these years.
And getting to leave instead of being asked to leave.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, although if I hadn't told them I was leaving, I might have been out the door at the end of the year. But
no, I don't think any changes would be made while Boomer's still here.
Okay.
That's my thought.
All right.
I think they just, this is what Boomer, we're doing well. This is what Boomer likes. We're not doing anything.
Well.
I think once Boomer decides to leave.
All bets are off.
Then changes can be made. Now you're.
Although we did lose 2 positions from the morning crew during Boomer's tenure.
That was a bad job by him.
Yeah. And one of them was his breakfast coordinator and car mover.
Right. Breakfast coordinator / car mover got moved, right?
And then the guy was doing the sports minutes with him.
Yeah.
So.
Good point.
Maybe not.
Good point. All right. All right, Eddie, let's do the warm-up show. Yeah. We'll be back here tomorrow,
There was only 2 questions.
But I got other questions. Okay. Perfect, because I have other good ones for tomorrow.
All right. Sorry we went off on a tangent there.
But people love the FAN.
They do.
History stories. So this will be solid.
Mm-hmm.
So the warm-up I did do with Jerry.
You did, and tomorrow you'll do it with CeeLo.
CeeLo.
Yes.
Oh, good. I'm going to run at CeeLo right
over.
And who's
our guest host?
I'm not sure who's guest hosting. I don't have that confirmed yet.
Oh,
I heard Willie Colon may be, but I don't know if that's confirmed.
All right.
The other guy who was going to do it was told by his current boss he was not going to do it.
Oh, that's out.
Yeah, that's out.
Oh, so we really don't know.
No, I think my guess is it's going to be Willie Colon, but I'm not 100% sure.
All right.
And Jerry will be doing, Jerry will not be doing updates.
No.
CeeLo will be doing updates.
When will we know about
I'm not
that.
Sure.
Okay.
I asked Gio on the way out the door just a mere 30 minutes ago, and he still wasn't 100%.
Because if it is Willie, I know Willie's going to be in Thursday and Friday when you're not here with Jerry.
Yes.
So But if he's here tomorrow, I am going to wear a special shirt sort of related to Willie.
Okay, so if I hear, I will text
let me
you.
Know, because I'll debut it. I'll do it tomorrow instead.
Perfect.
Because Jerry's going to be remote hosting Thursday, and then so.
All right, perfect. All right, warm up next.
Cancel! Shot clocks, big shots, upsets, aces. TGL playoffs are here. First, Atlanta Drive starts their repeat run against Los Angeles Golf Club. Then, Rory's Boston Common Golf and Tiger's Jupiter Links face off in their playoff debuts. Who will advance? Keep up. It's playoffs. Tune in Tuesday, March 17th at 6:30 p.m. and 9 p.m. only on ESPN and the ESPN app.
Two Good & Co. coffee creamers are made with farm-fresh cream, real milk, and contain 3 grams of sugar per serving. That's 40% less than the 5 grams per serving in leading traditional coffee creamers for a rich, delicious experience. Whether you enjoy your coffee hot, cold, bold, or frothy, Two Good coffee creamers make every sip a good one. Two Good coffee creamers, real goodness in every sip. Find them at your local Kroger in the creamer aisle.
Close your eyes, exhale, feel your body relax, and let go of whatever you're carrying today.
Well, I'm letting go of the worry that I wouldn't get my new contacts in time for this class. I got them delivered free from 1-800-CONTACTS. Oh my gosh, they're so fast.
And breathe.
Oh, sorry. I almost couldn't breathe when I saw the discount they gave me on my first order. Oh, sorry. Namaste.
Visit 1-800-CONTACTS.com today to save on your first order.
1-800-CONTACTS.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.